that said the same thing as close as possible that the King James said. We are not against the old Spanish Bibles. They were pretty good. In fact, very good. In fact, a lot of folks don't know this, but the King James translators had the Bible in Spanish when they were doing the King James Bible. And that Bible we have no problem with, or one or two others in the old area. Our problem came when we discovered that the 1960 edition that had taken over a great part of the Spanish world was not right and had been revised by a committee, one of which was Eugene Nider, who was a very liberal that had himself been the lead man on the Revised Standard Version in English, which came out in about 1952 and was infamous for the fact that not only messed with the blood, but it messed with the virgin birth. And we begin to discover that the 1960 revision of Spanish, while he was smart enough not to mess with the virgin birth, in many places he did mess with the truth as we know it to be from the King James Bible. The word hell is a good example. And the word hell in Spanish sounds like it's got fire in it. Say it for me, Brother Martinez. Say it louder.
Infierno.
That's it. You can feel the fire in it when it's said right in Spanish, can't you? Well, that's not what the 1960 says. The 1960 called it Hades. And Hades has no fire in it. So when you read Luke 16 in the 1960, Hades, the place of the dead, not the place of fire. That's just one example. We had a Spanish ministry going in our college, and we still have our Spanish ministry today. But I tried to convince the leadership that if we're going to have Spanish preachers coming over, many of them themselves thinking their Bible was the same as ours, a lot of good men, misled, did not know. We did not want to go to war over it. We wanted to just try to correct things. And many of you remember we had a meeting up in the top of the top room there of the tower. And as a result of that meeting, what is called the Gomez Bible today came out of that. Brother Gomez was in the meeting. A number we talked a lot about doing, and some other men did some good translations.
Yes.
And we're not fighting with them. I've said this over and over. I do recommend the Gomez Bible as being the closest to the King James you're going to get in Spanish. It is the old Spanish Bible with revisions and updates matching the King. Not that the old one didn't really contradict the King James.
Exactly.
All we're doing made it a little bit more understandable. And there's a few places in the King James, Brother Gomez may say something about this, that folks say, well, that's wrong. No, it isn't. For instance, in Acts chapter 12, dealing with Easter, King James says Easter. A lot of folks say it ought to say Passover. No, it ought to say Easter, because it was Herod's Easter, pagan Easter. And so places like that, we get a lot of criticism on. But we took our stand on it, and it cost us here big time. Cost us big. But it was hypocritical of us to have our Spanish missionaries come in preaching from a version that would have matched the RSV closer than the King James. So I could not have that. So we had to make a distinction. But we were not going to war with anybody. We were trying to help. I won't say this, fellas, I couldn't say this maybe in a lot of preachers' meetings. I might would, but I shouldn't. But here in my own pulpit, my own church, I'd say this. I'll tell you what the biggest issue was when the error was found and pointed out. Pride got in it. Pride got in it. Pride is a killer. It is a killer. Now, I thank God for men like Brother Gomez and others that saw the truth, and we've tried to approach it in a kind way. If I have a Spanish missionary in today to speak here, I only have one rule. You don't use the 1960. You'd use one of the older ones, or you can use the Gomez Bible, which I recommend if you want to really, if you want to really say, all right, my Bible's going to read as close to the King James, then that's the one. Brother Gomez has done a tremendous work with it. Not only him, but a lot of men that have helped him. A lot of churches have given to it. Brother Fleur is here today. He would know about it in the Bible printing business. And again, it cost us something. But God has blessed a tremendous in it, tremendously. And we praise the Lord for that. We're going to see just a little video, and I have not seen it. I'm going to go down and look at it. We're going to see just a little video from Chick Tracks. Anybody know about Chick Tracks? A lot of folks been saved off of Chick Tracks. Not long, Brother Gomez, you know this, and he knows more about it maybe than I do now, for sure. But not too long after the issue broke here, and it began, and boy, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I was called everything but a good preacher over it. I received all kind of bad letters and bad phone calls, and thank God I'm not into texting. That might would have destroyed my ministry. I had been. I'm not into it, not into it yet, won't ever be into it. But others, my secretaries and others, caught it to the place they just quit sharing it with me. I caught a lot of flack. I hate that it had to happen, but I couldn't live with myself after I discovered Hallelujah. That. I had a conviction that, dear God, I can't be a hypocrite about this thing. Yeah, I've got to be honest about it. So I had to take that stand. So what I'm saying to you, a little bit afterwards that, I get a call from Chick Tracks. And I have never face-to-face met Brother Chick. He's in heaven now. But his key men, and one of his key men called me. I did know him. And he said, Brother Carter, he said, we understand what you're saying. I want to ask you, is there any possibility you could be wrong? Because if you're right, we got to change all of our equipment. We got to change all of our print. We got to get it right. I said, Brother, I'm sorry for your expense. You do what you and the Lord want you to do, but we are right. And so, at that time, he said, it's going to cost us, but we're going to make the correction. Amen. Now, what I'm fixing to see is a video from them. Brother Parsons may have asked for it. I didn't. I have not seen it. I don't know all that he will say on it, but I want to show that, and then we're going to ask Brother Humberto Gomez to come and speak to us. And somebody asked me a while ago if I was going to interpret for you, Brother Gomez. I said, no, he's going to speak English. And we'll look forward to that. One thing you may see from what Brother Parsons told me on the video here, and it's not long, I don't think, is I think they reference the fact you've had a kind spirit about it. And all we did, we didn't make a new Bible. All we did was take the old Spanish Bible that God had used and blessed through all those years and just make changes, not contradictions. Didn't have contradictions to straighten out, but to update it, revise it to match the King James. And so from time to time, we may find a verse that we should have changed to make it match better. And so what we're not saying to you, and Brother Gomez is not saying this is the only one. No, I'll let Spanish missionaries speak from my pulpit using the old Bibles, but not the perverted 1960. because the committee was wrong, and the changes they made in it's wrong. And if you'll compare it, if you compare it, if you know both languages well enough to do it, if you'll compare it with the RSV and the NIV and the KJV, you'll find out it's much closer to the new versions than it is to the King James. That's why we will not let the 1960 be preached from here. So that's just a little groundwork I'm laying for you right there. And if you're ready, if you got it keyed up in the tape room, would you go ahead and run the screen down? And maybe we need to turn out some lights. We'll see how clear it is here.
Of the people who wrote me about it. What was different about the Reina Valera Gomez Bible from the beginning was the attitude of the people who wrote me about it. They encouraged me to check out the RVG and to contact Brother Gomez directly if I had any questions. Brother Shane Rice, Brother Manny Rodriguez wrote to me, even Brother D.A. Waite called me about it, all about the same time. I had to check it out. When I found a couple of issues I had, I built my case. I showed the Hebrew as well as other uses of a word in the RVG. And I sent that and a few matters from our Spanish translators to Brother Humberto. And his response? You have made it a better Bible. Wow. The attitude was so different from other Spanish Bible promoters. That really struck me. King David was a man of blood. So he wasn't allowed to build the house for God. His son Solomon, a man of peace, was given that privilege. That's the privilege that God gave to Brother Humberto. After countries of believers going over the RBG text, it kept getting better and better. It said God's words, but it needed to say them more accurately, more clearly, whatever. But humbly, the changes were made. I prayed as Brother Chick asked me to, and what I got from the Lord was this. If you go to the RBG, I will bless you. I believe in the RBG as God's holy words translated into Spanish. I personally changed every Chick track into Spanish, into the RBG, and went over every verse quoted in books we published. We at great expense published our own RVGs, knowing it was going to cost us and not be a moneymaker. I thought someone else would show the Bible history for the Reina Valera, but no one did, so I added 20% to the Did the Catholic Church Give Us the Bible, which my wife illustrated, and told the story as best I could find it in accurate historical details. We believe in the RVG. Everything since that time automatically uses it. And you know us. We believe that God preserved his holy words perfectly in English in the King James Bible. We believe the King James Bible is scripture right here. So we do not take it lightly, not Jack, not me, not Chick Publications, when we say that the RVG 2010 is God's preserved words translated into Spanish. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Well, he made that plain, didn't he? And we didn't solicit them. They first called me and talked to me some about it, and then, as he said, they did their own investigation about things, and it cost them to have to retool. Cost them a lot to have to retool to get things right. Now, there's a case where pride didn't stand in the way. And we're proud of that, But we're all sad, I am, and I know Brother Humberto and the rest of you, that there's some men that won't climb or won't pull down their pride to look. But I felt like it was hypocritical for me to let folks, I wouldn't let anybody come to this pulpit and preach for my RSV. And I couldn't do it just because it got changed into Spanish and had some of the same junk, some of the same liberal approach, even though I knew good brethren, and I hate it that some good brethren probably hold it against me to this day. But I had to have a clear conscience on that thing. Just had to. And that's what happened. Brother Humberto, I want you to come on up and preach to us as the Lord leads you. Say anything you want to about this thing, however the Lord leads you. Now, this fan is running to cool off the projector, but it will hush in a minute. It'll bother you a little more up here than it probably does out there. But good to have you. God bless you. Think he brought his son and grandson or yes. Somehow. Yeah. Good to have every one of you. Amen.
Thank you, preacher. David Daniels is wrong. I'm not a man of peace. What a blessing to be here. Wow. From the bottom of my heart, I have to say it. Thank you, Dr. Mickey Carter, for being our friend through the years and for taking a stand for what is right. Yeah. Brother Fallor, what a blessing to see you, my champion, my hero. I love the old Bible. I hope you do too. If you're going to make it tense, that's fine with me. I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. Amen? Okay. I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. And preacher, by doctor's orders, I'm supposed to preach just once a week. In March, I came to Florida and preached a meeting. Two or three other preachers were supposed to be there. And they did not show up for different sickness. I thought it was because I was there. But the pastor made me preach four times Sunday and twice every single day of the week. I was bleeding. I got home, and for 6 months, I couldn't even talk and preach. But that's been my life, and I'm not looking for sympathy. That's been my life. Brother Scotty, thank you for being my champion. Great friend, Barbara, you're all precious. And we was together in North Carolina 2 weeks ago, and I preached a meeting, the same thing, you know. When Brother Ron called me, I say, Brother Ron, I can give you two nights preaching, no more. And only because he's helped ministries. And he said, okay, come on. So I went and I preached. And the day before the final day, he comes to me and said, Humberto, I know you're going to kill me, but you're going to have to preach tomorrow again. And so this week, today is my fourth time preaching this week. I already preached three times this week. And so, but I don't know if I'm going to preach, but more than preaching, I would like to maybe just give you a little bit of what's taking place with the Spanish Bible. Amen? And I hope you stay with me. Anyhow, let's open our Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. I like this passage. I'm going to read three verses. Our Bible got better. My English has not. But I'll see if you understand whatever I'm saying. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 36. Probably I will not pronounce the names right, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying. Just look at your Bibles. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 22. Now the king sat in the winter house in the 9th month, and there was a fire in the earth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi, how is it pronounced, something like that? Close enough. Okay. Had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the earth, until the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the earth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants, that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Nathan and Deliah and Jeremiah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. The church was packed that day. Israel, Judah, and all the cities around came to the church building. It was a proclamation of fasting and praying. But the king did not come to church that day. He stayed in his winter house, had a fireplace going, had his princes around. I don't know what they were doing. I got an idea what they were doing. But they did not come to church to hear the message. But even though they did not come to hear the message came to them where they were. It got all the way to the palace. And let me say a few things, if I can. And I would like just to say, I might not preach, but I would like to say just 3 things. The printing, the preaching, and the preservation of the words of the Lord in this passage. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and the Lord commanded him to take a roll of a book and write therein, and the Bible is very specific, all the words of the Lord. It's what it says. All the words of the Lord. Wow. Brother Lord, I was studying this passage, and I looked at something that I never seen before. God commanded Jeremiah to write the words, and he called his scribe Baruch to write it down for him, pen him down. But the writing was done the 4th year of Jehoiakim, but the preaching was delivered the 5th year. Wow, what a God we have. And God commanded him to print all the words, all the words. Write them down. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I have the words of God written down in this book. And let me say this again. I'm glad that I have all the words of God written down, printed in this blessed book. If the words were not written down. By the time the message will be delivered, probably the messenger will forget some of the words. But God told them to write them down. Written. I have the written word. The printing of all the words. Let me say this again. I thank the Lord that I have in my hand and in my heart the words of God printed, all of them, not only in English, but also in my precious heavenly language, the Spanish language. Amen, hermano. Apóyame. Dr. Mickey Carter, for many years, when I started coming to America and listening to all of you preach, deep in my heart, I was, disappointed, hurting, when I hear many Bible, King James Bible believers preaching something that was not in my Bible. And I say, why? Why? And I did not know much about Bible translation, still do not know much. But I knew that our Spanish Bible, when it was first written, was based in the same text, the Textus Receptus, that the King James Bible came out of. And then I say, why these differences? Then I always use the Antigua Bible, but in one of the pages, the Antigua Bible says 1602 Reina Valera. So I thought I had always the original 1602. And then, for instance, I will come and a preacher will come and preach on Luke 23:42, the thief and the cross said, Lord, remember me. And I say, the word Lord is not in my Spanish Bible. And get this, Brother Gush, this is the first friendly word that Jesus heard while he was on the cross. And they pluck it out of our Bible. Lord! Lord, but you can preach all you want to, and I say, why my Bible doesn't say so? Little did I know that our original Bible had the word Lord in it. But the Bible societies embraced the critical text, and they began to remove words out of our Bible. The word Lord, Jesus, Christ, God, I don't know how many times, many you remember, but more than 20 times. Just one time should be sufficient for us to get mad. You see, I don't intend to preach this, but let me say this. You hear me say this before. My brother, for Lord, when this thief said, Lord, how much is in that word? It's like he was saying, I'm looking at you, and I don't see a scepter in your hand. I see a nail in your hand, but to me, you're the Lord. I don't see you sitting in a throne. I see you in a cross, but to me, you are Lord. You are Lord. I don't see royal garments. I see your head naked, but something tells me that you are the Lord. I don't see a crown of gold. I see a crown of thorns, but to me, you are Lord. You're the Lord. But you see, before, I could not preach that.
And I'm glad that I have a Bible that calls Jesus Lord. He is my Lord. He is my Lord. Please listen. Dr. Mickey Carter mentioned something. The word hell. The word hell, would you agree with me that the word hell should be in the Bible 54 times? By 1865, the word hell was a little bit over 40 times. By 1909, the word hell was reduced to 32 times in the 1909 revision. And by 1960, the word hell was reduced to 13 times and completely erased out of the Old Testament. Yeah. Hell was freezing over. Yeah. And you're going to fight me? You Bible-believing Christian preacher, you're going to fight me for that? You're going to fight us for that? There is a hell as much as there is a heaven. There is a hell as much as there is a heaven. And my Bible has to have the word hell in it. I told the independent Baptists were the less ones that believe in hell. Yeah. But according to your Bible, hell is reduced practically to nothing. I want all the words. I can go on and on. And I can explain the words unicorn. You know what they say. So they thought that they didn't want an argument, so they erased it. Yeah. Rightly dividing the word of God was erased. Yeah. Charity was erased from the Bible. Yeah. I mean, all these words that listed in the reign of Valera for over 400 years, they removed them from our Bible. Yeah. So what I'm saying is this, 99% of the corrections that were made in our Bible were not necessarily to conform it to the King James, but to conform it to the original Reina Valera 1602. I love all the words, all the words. Brother Falur, one time we was talking about the book of Esther, chapter 8. Preacher, if I don't preach it, let me just share something that is in the Bible, okay? And the book of Esther, Brother Falur, you remember, chapter 8, when the Jews were about to perish because Haman had a diabolical plan to destroy the Jews. But God intervened. And there was a letters that were written, signed by the king, sealed by the king. And those letters had to be delivered to all the villages, Brother Scotty, to every single city, all the way to India, Africa. And in the most commonly used Bible, the 1960, it says that these letters were delivered and horses, but that's it. Mules, camels, dromedaries were removed from the Bible. Can I ask you, do you think a horse will go all the way up to the mountains? I think you need a mule. Ask a Mexican. You need a burro to get there. Some horses will not go that far. Do you think a horse will go across the desert? You need some camels. There were some people about to perish soon. They need dromedaries that will run fast and give the message of deliverance to those villages. You see, but all those words were removed from our Bible. They were originally in our Spanish
Bible. So I say this again. I thank God that we have a Bible that has all the words. Printing the Bible. The rest is history. And let me say, this is outside of this, but I had the blessing to fly to California and meet Brother Jack Chick when he was still alive. What a humble man. What a humble man. I won't tell you all the things that he said, but he was beautiful, just a humble man that loved souls. Let me go on. The printing, the writing down of the word. Bro Falur has already, their ministry, Victor Baptist Press, has printed several thousand Bibles. Brother Dan Hamill is going to be here. I don't know if he's here yet. Out of Beacon of Truth Baptist Church, they just began to print also the whole Bible. And more ministries coming on board, printing the Word of God. Brother Carter, by the grace of God, we already passed the 2.5 million copies of the whole Bible printed and distributed. Our Bible has been printed right now in more than 9 countries. Even in Russia, we have a Russian connection too. Amen. Who would I ever thought? Who would I ever thought? And it's just by the grace of God, it's only God. The preaching, Barak, Jeremiah, they were willing to preach the words of the Lord. And I say this, I'm going to skip this a little bit because I want to go to the last one. I know my time is about up. But it will do us no good if we have the words, but we don't practice them and we don't preach them. We must continue to preach the word. The message was not pleasant. The message was very difficult, harsh. It was not a message of love and mercy, but of judgment, of punishment. But the message had to be delivered. And Jeremiah and Barak were willing to tell the king not what he wanted to hear, but what he needed to hear. We must preach the word. Preach the word. And by the way, you don't have to be ugly to preach the word. You don't have to be ugly. You can preach the truth without compromising. But you don't preach hell looking like you enjoy seeing people going there. You preach hell with tears, with compassion, but you must preach about hell and tell people you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. There's a heaven. Christ paying the cross at Calvary for your sins. You don't have to go to hell. Finally, the preservation of the word. The king didn't like what he heard. Yeah. Wow. Isn't that something? Brother Mickey Carter was telling me the illustration of the plane. That man that got upset because you ruined his day. When the king heard the message, he took a pen knife and cut it and threw it in the fire. Let me say this, Brother Gooch, this man did not know that the message that was that he was burning was the remedy for his wretched soul. Wow. He was rejecting the only thing that will spare him and his people from
destruction. And he cut it in pieces and threw it in the fire. But he forgot. You can burn the paper, but you cannot burn the word. The word will go. It sounds better in Spanish. Puedes quemar el papel, pero no puedes quemar la palabra. The word of God will continue, will march on regardless. Regardless, the Lord promised to preserve his words. The words of the Lord are pure words. Purificadas siete veces en horno de tierra. Tú, Jehová, las guardarás, las preservarás de esta generación para siempre. The Lord promised to preserve his words. Always people have tried to destroy this word. They tried to change it, to prohibit it, forbid it. They had confiscated, thrown in the fire, but these books still marching on, because the Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. This book is eternal and is forever settled in heaven and will stay forever and ever. I'm going to finish with this. Please take a stand for what is right. Preacher, thank you for your preaching this week. It's been good. But can I say this? If you run into this Mexican, okay? No, you run into this Mexican. I don't mean that, okay? This is a can opener. American, African, and Mexican, and all that. Amen? It's a can opener. Amen? I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. But I was going to say this. If you run into this Mexican that probably doesn't have much, not much influence, and then you run into another man that uses a different Bible, but he has a lot of people, a lot of money, and if you had to make a decision, who you gonna back? Preacher, thank you. Because you are not backing the man, you are backing the truth. You are backing the word of God, not the man. You see, when the king burned, cut it on pieces, at least three men stood up and tried to intercede. And they say to the king, thy honor, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But you see, most people that are King James Bible believers keep their mouth shut. Some scream that they King James Bible believers because it's convenient for them. Because there's not a price to pay. Because they're going to get support and gain few friends. But if there was a price to pay, they will not shout so. So help us, God. Let's take a stand for what is right. Let's take a stand for what is right. Let me finish just with this. Brother Manny, stand up. This man is precious. When he was trying to raise support to go to the mission field, he went to a church. I'm not going to say names, but this man loves that pastor. And when he talked to this pastor, the pastor told him, asked him, said, what Bible are you going to use? And many say, well, you know what, the RBG, the Reina Valera Gomez. He say, you are not going to go anywhere. You're not going to be able to raise support. If you switch Bibles and embrace our Bibles, in 3 months, I'll raise all the support that you need for you to go to the mission field. Amen. But wait, many said, I'd rather die. If God doesn't supply what I need, I don't want to go to the mission field without God. And guess what? God has supplied, and God has honored the stand that these men took for the word of God. And all these men, friends here, brother, all of you, thank you for taking a stand. You're brave. You pushed me into it. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you, preacher. Amen.